Blackstone Audio presents Two on a Tower by Thomas Hardy. This book is read by Wanda McCadden. Ah, my heart, her eyes and she have taught thee new astrology, how ere love's native hours were set, whatever starry synod met, 'tis in the mercy of her eye, if poor love shall live or die. Richard Crashaw, Love's Horoscope. Preface. This slightly built romance was the outcome of a wish to set the emotional history of two infinitesimal lives against the stupendous background of the stellar universe, and to impart to readers the sentiment that of these contrasting magnitudes, the smaller might be the greater to them as men. But on the publication of the book, people seemed to be less struck with these high aims of the author than with their own opinion. First, that the novel was an improper one in its morals, and secondly, that it was intended to be a satire on the established church of this country. I was made to suffer in consequence from several eminent pens. That, however, was 13 years ago, and in respect of the first opinion, I venture to think that those who care to read the story now will be quite astonished at the scrupulous propriety observed therein on the relations of the sexes. For though there may be frivolous and even grotesque touches on occasion, there is hardly a single caress in the book, outside legal matrimony or what was intended so to be. As for the second opinion, it is sufficient to draw attention, as I did at the time, to the fact that the bishop is every inch a gentleman, and that the parish priest, who figures in the narrative, is one of its most estimable characters. However, the pages must speak for themselves. Some few readers, I trust, to take a serious view, will be reminded by this imperfect story in a manner not unprofitable to the growth of the social sympathies, of the pathos, misery, long-suffering, and divine tenderness, which in real life frequently accompany the passion of such a woman as Viviette for a lover several years her junior. The scene of the action was suggested by two real spots in the part of the country specified, each of which has a column standing upon it. Certain surrounding peculiarities have been imported into the narrative from both sites. T.H. July 1895. Chapter 1. On an early winter afternoon, clear but not cold, when the vegetable world was a weird multitude of skeletons through whose ribs the sun shone freely, a gleaming landau came to a pause on the crest of a hill in Wessex. The spot was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?